It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this very first Sunday in this brand new year. Well, I hope you had a pleasant New Year's. I won't suggest New Year's resolutions because, well, let's face it, most of us are a bit old and we've done that before. We just hope that the new year brings us some peace in the world. My guest today is one I have asked for several years, but she's always busy. This year I caught Dee Dee LaValle early in the year. Dee Dee is from Richmond, Michigan. Welcome, Dee Dee.
Hi, how are you today? Hi, everybody.
You know, how long have you been coming to Kingsgate?
We bought in 1998, and then in 2000 we started coming down for the 5.5 months. That's when we sold the beauty shop that I could come down for the season.
Yeah. I bet your part of Michigan has had some really bad weather.
No, the kids, I'm surprised. When we talked to them the other day and a couple of my customers from there, it was like in the 48s and it was 50. So we haven't hardly had bad snow.
That's good for Michigan.
Yeah.
Wait, we might tell people what you do.
What I don't do or what I do?
What you do.
Okay. Florida here, I do hair. And in Michigan, I do hair. I'm a caregiver for my brother's wife that has MS and his handicapped daughter that's 29 years old. I also work at an apple orchard, and I also help take care of a 97-year-old lady that lives next door.
You are really good. And you didn't even mention that you make soup for us. You do some of the dinners that we have.
Yeah, and I also can at home and garden. And I usually cook everything from scratch. I usually don't use cans.
Your food is really good.
Thank you.
You and your husband have had quite a few jobs here, and you were both chairperson 1 year. We might tell what that's like to be chairperson.
Oh, that's really interesting. You're really, really busy. My husband did most of it, but the year that we were king and queen, the chairpersons, I was really busy that year. I had Thanksgiving for 30 people that year in the clubhouse. Then I did the Christmas dinner of 101, which everybody got jelly jars for a gift and a small loaf of banana nut bread or something, and six cookies and a box of homemade chocolates. And then after that, with being king and queen, you have the person of the welcome back party, and we had that party, and that was a country and western party. And then after that, for the bazaar, I do bean soup, and I used to make 100 little small pies.
Your bean soup was so good. I told her I went in to her to give the recipe, but she said she doesn't remember.
No, not off my hat right now. I'm getting a little older and things don't stick in my head as they used to.
Well, that goes very well. And you're making more, didn't you say?
I started with like 25 pounds and everything. And I think this is like my sixth year, and they're up to 45 pounds of dry beans, which come from a farmer that comes from Michigan. He brings them down in January and they were just pulled off the field in the fall.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's for our bazaar.
Right. That's the first Saturday in March.
You know, I think that it is one of the most, it's so much fun to go to that. And you buy things you really don't want. But, and then the food, of course, your food is so good. It's something that we all look forward to. It's one of the biggest projects, isn't it, that we need to go. You know, I wanted to talk about your Christmas tree. I just thought it was one of the most beautiful ones I had ever seen.
Yeah, it's got all, how I started on it is one of my customers had a crystal tree, and I sold Princess House Crystal, and she bought some of the ornaments and everything, so I started building mine up, and this was when I was 19, and I'm 66 now, so I've been collecting crystal for a long time, and a lot of my customers would give me crystal for my Christmas presents, because sometimes one piece is $50 or so. Last year, I went down in Florida here looking for like a pelican, a seahorse, or anything like that made in crystal or spun glass. Couldn't find it. I had to go back to good old Bronner's in Michigan and buy all my seashore ornaments to put on the tree for last year and this year. So, and then also what's unusual is because a lot of my crystals are on little motors that you plug into the light string, and they're spinners, and a lot of my ornaments spin on the tree. So it's
that's what
really,
makes
really
it great. So unique. It's all crystal, and just to see it in it moving. I mean,
yeah, and there's probably about 2,000 lights on it.
It was really, really, really great.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be right back to talk with Dee in just a moment, right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Dee LaValle, and she's a very, very busy lady. She has her own beauty shop here in Michigan, and she does all these things. We talked about the bazaar. You might tell them what you do at the bazaar.
What I do at the bazaar? I have the bean soup, and then I usually make 100 little pies. But last year, they recruited me into making cinnamon rolls, like the ones that
I had one.
Cinnamon buns. And so I didn't want to interfere with the bake sale on Saturday, so I made them Thursday night that they sold them at the sale that week, the pre-sale on Friday. Well, I think I made about 75, 80 of them. Well, they ran out. They wanted more for the next morning, so I was all up all night with making my bean soup and cinnamon rolls that they had cinnamon rolls the next time. Now this year, I might do some pies, but if I do, I will do them the week before, take orders, because I usually bring a lot of rhubarb from Michigan, and I pick my blueberries, and rhubarb and pecan, and seems to be one of the biggest sellers that are down here. So
those are small little pies.
Little pies, yeah, they're little like...
They're absolutely fabulous, and people stand in line to get them.
Yeah, and the crust is made out of good old-fashioned lard to make the nice crispy crust.
And you're one of the rare ones. You cook like people used to cook.
Yeah.
Do you have any new projects coming up?
Nothing here in the park, except to take down Christmas decorations, because I did the deck this year. And in the deck, my Christmas tree is all done with birds and flowers, and it's outside, so that's pretty. So I'll be taking that down. So that's not a new project. It's a project every year. And then nothing here in the park this year. I am cooking February's dinner, but when I get home, I am practicing, trying to, when I have time, to hand embroidery a quilt. So, and then I do some embroidery pillowcases and try to see next year that I make. You talk about New Year's resolutions. I would like to go home. I have a beautiful keyboard that my adopted mom and dad, Mel and Lois Bullitt, gave me. And I would like to try to get a couple hours a day practice on my keyboard that I could learn how to play their organ when I come down here to Florida.
Oh, that's great. Well, you have so many things going. You know, I'd like to ask you, if you could have one wish for the world, what would it be?
That the children would not go hungry. I think all children deserve some kind of meal. So if anybody can donate to a charity or anything that does help feed the children, that would be great. I would feel honored if I could get two people from this interview that would donate, that hasn't donated to the children, that they don't go hungry.
That's a very good project. I want to thank you, Dee, so much for stopping by until you're so busy. Best of luck with all your projects. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a good place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Alzheimer's Disease Research. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com. Click on podcasts and see your news, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.